Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome back to the Nevermind podcast,
where we have basketballs on the couch and Joker stuffed animals. And a calendar on the wall and gum nailed to the wall. And a rug that's supposed to go on the floor on the wall?
Yes, we do. And this is the podcast where I'm your host, Veronica, and this is my co-host, Kyle Chairs. So we're going to be talking about all things pop culture, all sort of different silly anecdotes, and maybe even a couple games as well, and maybe even different things about happening in our lives. I won't lie to you.
Let's start with the games. Connery, cue the game music.
Right away? Okay.
This game's called... What's...
No, I have it. Can we do a restaurant game? We haven't played that in so long.
Oh, you just want to go right to
that? Let's just go right to it.
I was just going to make up a game. I was going to say
Okay, go ahead. Kiss on 3, 1, 2, 3.
I was going to say what's in your wallet? What's the game's called?
What's in your wallet? I have 4 cards in my wallet. I have a credit card.
Dude, there's no way you keep that receipt in your wallet and a Powerball ticket from...
How often do you play the Powerball?
So rarely. When it gets up to a billion and everyone, when it's a cultural thing. This is the last time I did, March 10th, 2025.
Can I tell you guys what I've been sipping on right here in my cup right here?
That was the what's in your wallet game.
Green tea. Green iced tea. It's a midday pick-me-up.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the pickup, but it's happening.
As a matter of fact, Zach, would you mind grabbing me one of the green iced teas out of the refrigerator?
Gotcha, man.
Thanks, Zach. Could you just throw me $50 for...
Gotcha, man.
Thank you.
Do you also want to do a restaurant game?
Yeah, I wanted to do that real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
Or do you want to just wait?
Wait
for Zach to come back, because Zach has to...
I was going to tell him to...
Yes, take one.
I was going to tell him to cue the game music. Connery, cue that game music again. Game time. Restaurant game. So for anyone who's never...
Unsweetened, this is the brand. Wow, whoa, this is the brand I'm obsessed with, you guys.
Ito-N?
Ito-N. It is so oi-ochi. O-ocha.
Do you know what that means?
Wait, doesn't it say you were here? Oi-ocha.
Do you know what that means?
Tea, please, in Japanese.
Does it say that? I don't think that's what it means.
It is.
Tea, please?
Oh, here we go. Connery, cue that Kyle's been to Japan once music.
Well, I just know that ocha means tea. I figured oi.
Oi ocha means tea, please. Oi means
green.
Please, I guess.
But oi, when you're if you're Jewish, it's different.
Oi.
What about when you go?
Oi ocha.
Oi vey.
It's oi.
Oi vey. What about if you go?
Oi ocha means tea, please.
Oi.
Well, when fuck you hurt me. Yourself. What's green tea then?
Oi mate. Green tea?
Yeah, because ocha is tea.
In Japanese?
I know that for sure.
It says Ryokucha? I don't know how you say that.
Okay.
But that's how I'm saying it.
Great.
That's what Google Translate said.
So, Veronica, explain the restaurant game for those who
maybe
haven't been here before.
No. So,
ocha simply means tea, but it usually implies green tea, according to ochainco.com.
Interesting. The ocha, wait, what other flavors do they have? The Ito-N flavors do they have? Because I've seen the green. I don't know what other ones I've seen.
So we're looking at traditional jasmine green tea, golden oolong tea, unsweetened matcha, genmaicha, which I like that shit.
Is it creamy or is it just...
It's like toasted rice made with it. There's bold green tea.
Bold.
There's a lot. There's actually 3 pages of it.
Is there sweetened ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. But they're all looking unsweetened from where I'm
doing the unsweetened. You know, I'm on my...
I don't know if they're sweetened. I mean, maybe there's golden oolong, there's jasmine. These might be sweetened because they don't say unsweetened.
Very interesting. Well, did you know that Zach...
Cobra matcha.
Zach also has high cholesterol, so we're both in that boat.
Did you get your blood test back and you have high cholesterol?
It's not high, but it's like high. It's on the higher end of the... It's mine's like right over the precipice.
Yes. Mine, apparently 160 is high. I'm 166.
Yeah.
Which probably is not awesome. Wait. But it was like before, again, you guys, I was lying on the couch. I was dealing with the surgery. I was right off antibiotics. So you tell me, okay?
That's right.
I mean, I eat, did we land from San Francisco? Zach picked us up and immediately at 1:30 in the morning, we went to go get chicken strips, fries. And of course I had to get an Oreo McFlurry. What are we talking about? Of course I had to do that. Yes. But
look, I made mine the no wrapper look.
Kyle, I love you. What? That really guys, we went to San Francisco.
Whoa, I thought we were playing the restaurant game.
Fine. Let's do the restaurant game. Okay. Restaurant game, one quick round. Here we go.
Okay.
So the restaurant game is this.
Explain it.
It's a radio ad that we are creating right here, right now. And we have to give each other a fake restaurant and you have to name 3 meals that would be at this restaurant.
Menu items.
Okay. So Kyle, you're going to go first. Your, ooh. Okay. You're going to have a Disney restaurant.
Okay.
And it's called Walt Disney Eat.
Walt Disney Eat.
Like Diz Eat.
Yeah, like Walt Disney Eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that kind of, yeah. Okay, go ahead, do your thing.
Okay.
Hoo-hoo! Come on down, folks, to Walt Disney Eat. Hee-hee! It's me, Mickey Mouse. And boy, do I have a treat for you. We've got all sorts of wonderful meals here at Walt Disney. Woohoo! Woohoo!
It's a bit Mario, too.
Woohoo! For the princesses, come on down and enjoy the wonderful 7 dwarves stew. It comes with many, many, many good things, including 7 different meats, all mixed into the finest.
What meats?
7 different meats. Pork, ham, chicken, beef, lamb, turkey, and of course, ostrich. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it right up. And for the more daring folks out there, perhaps you'll want to give a try to Goofy's
Disney?
Yes.
Give a try to Goofy's Gobble It Up. Goofy's Gobble It Up. Goofy's Gobble It Up. Baba Ganoush. Goofy's Gobble It Up. Baba Ganoush. With only the finest ingredients made by our in-house chef, Goofy.
What ingredients?
Well, of course, Baba Ganoush has many, many, many.
Go ahead. What's in Baba Ganoush?
Ah, yes, it's going to be its.
Do you know? I know.
I do. Because I eat it.
Kyle knows too, obviously.
Yes. And lastly, of course, your favorite dish.
What's in Baba Ganoush? Give me one ingredient.
You're ruining
give me one
the commercial.
No, give me one ingredient in Baba Ganoush.
Curry. Lastly, your favorite curry dish. The Pixar plate, which comes with a variety of different pancakes shaped like different Pixar characters. Yoo-hoo! So come on down to Walt Disney.
Which characters?
That's it.
All right, come on. What's baba ganoush?
What is it?
Eggplant.
It's an eggplant.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like an eggplant to honey, or like honey, what was I saying? What am I saying?
A curry sort of.
Hummus. That's what I was trying to say. Eggplant. Hummy. It's like an eggplant hummus, right?
Yeah. Lemon goose.
Well, that's what I meant.
Garlic. Goose.
That's funny.
That's what I curry, meant when curry. I said that. Okay. Your all turn right. then.
All right. Give me a restaurant.
Okay. This is called, this place is called, it's called The Zone, and it's a basketball themed all American sports bar, but it's specifically basketball is like the sport there.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
called The Zone.
Okay. Okay.
And the owner's name, who's doing the radio commercial,
okay,
is Rick Daniels.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead. No. Holy shit.
What's the question?
Holy shit. No. I have to say that. I have to say that.
Can I say it? Can I say it?
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
I just looked at him and I went.
She's like, confirming.
I just went, is Michael Jordan dead?
No, she said, Michael Jordan died. No, the one that you're thinking of is Kobe Bryant. Yes.
God. Okay, well, that's really bad.
Oh, that killed me.
That's really bad. I know this.
Okay. Rick Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Should we cut that? No.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it. And I love you guys. And I got that wrong. Kobe Bryant.
Yes. Dead.
Rest and tragically.
Very tragically.
I do know how he died, and I know.
Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant.
Truly a tragedy. Mm. Okay. I could also see his face. I just didn't know.
His name.
Yeah.
That's okay. Okay. Two legends of basketball.
Of course.
Michael Jordan and
this
Kobe
is good.
Bryant.
This is what I had to know before I went in. Oh, wow. That was really funny. Okay. Okay.
The Zone.
I'm trying to do like a squeaky shoe.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I understood that.
Let's swish.
Come on down to The Zone. Pat.
Yep.
Okla. Petaminas.
Sure.
City?
Yeah, sure.
Petaminas. Very own basketball restaurant. Come on down to The Zone. We've got a 3-point dipper. We've got a 3-point dipper. That's right. Salsa, guac, and cheesy, cheesy basketball goodness. All on an orange, to dip it with our dipping orange tortilla basketball chips. Good, good goodness. Squeak! Squeak! We've got... Point Garden Salad. Point Garden Salad. Add juice, any protein for just $5.99 to add to your Point Garden Salad. Okay.
And for dessert, you're going to want to get Shaq's Shake. Vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 1 second. No.
Yeah.
1 second. That's it.
Dude.
So yes, geek, boom, boom, jump, jump, jump. Come on down to the zone. Located on 58 Hodgson Drive. L69460. This or 1-800-THE-ZONE to get a reservation today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That was really good.
I was trying to find another.
There
was
only one.
What was another dish? Was there an obvious dish you guys
had?
Well,
there was just one thing I would have changed.
What's that?
The 3-point 1. 3-point dunker. Because like dunk basketball. Instead
I know
of
my
dip.
Brain's, I know it's hot here.
That's the only thing I would have changed.
Okay.
But that was really, I don't think I would have thought of 3-point thing as like 3 different sauces. I don't think I would have thought of that. I definitely would not have thought of point guard and salad. That was really good.
Thank you.
And Shaq Shake, that was okay.
That was just a good, that was a low hanging
I think
fruit.
All 3 of those were better than what I came up with.
Do you guys have any other dishes for the zone?
The zone, I feel like you could have like
a- I was
a,
really trying to think there, yeah. What other things are there?
Like alley-oop.
Ooh, alley-oop yogurt.
Okay.
No.
It's on their breakfast.
Okay, what about, fuck. What other things? Swoosh.
Half court hanger steak.
Whoa. Okay, that's good.
The half court hanger steak.
Swoosh. Slushy.
Nothing but nuts. Something.
There we go. Nothing but nuts. Nothing but
what is it? Is it a shake?
It's a shake.
Shake and it's just
it's
only nuts ground up.
Nothing
that's
but
right.
Nuts.
That's right. Nothing but nuts.
I just had another one that I lost.
Nothing but nuts.
Oh, there's just something easy with like basket, like you know.
Oh right.
Because
right.
You can have like your shrimp basket,
chicken tender basket, shrimp basket, fries basket. What about fucking. Guys, I have to tell
dribble,
you guys.
Dribble.
Basket bolognese.
Dribble sauce.
Basket bolognese, I like that dribble a lot.
Sauce. It comes with dribble sauce. Basket dribble bolognese. Sauce is gross. Like dribble.
17:30. Yo, can I get dribble sauce? It's fucking gross.
dribble sauce. What is it? What's dribble sauce? It's
very thin. It's so thin, but it should be thicker.
It's basically like the Big Mac sauce, which is like
Thousand
ketchup,
Island,
mustard,
sort of, yeah,
whatever we mix together, but with water. So it's really dribbly. Can I get the dribble sauce? Hot streak hot sauce.
Oh,
people don't. Is that a thing? Hot streaks? Is
yeah,
that just any?
Sure.
Hot streaks.
Or
free throw fries.
Okay, see, now we're cooking.
Like yeah. You get like some sort of concession stand kind of thing.
Free throw fries.
What other? Block? No. What's that called? Oh. Stuffed bell peppers.
Nice.
Stuff.
Yeah, good.
Not my best. Anyways, that's what I want to say.
The point garden salad is maybe one of the best great. Of them.
Thank you.
A pick and roll.
Ooh.
Pick and roll.
It's like a meal deal.
Yeah.
You get a pick and roll.
I think we're
a couple different things.
Well, it's like
I think
pick,
we're kind of
like
catching on to something.
Pick
right
anything,
now
and it also comes with
a roll.
A roll.
No, that's this is good. Pick and roll. Special. What about like a golf restaurant? Ooh. What meals would happen at a golf restaurant? Donut hole in one. Hole, you know what I'm saying?
The
hole in
the drive, the driver dinner. I don't know. The driver.
I thought this one would be easier, but it's not.
This is harder, actually.
Golf ball gnocchi. Just saying something, and then just adding a.
The birdie plate. Ooh, birdie. It's just like chicken.
Okay.
Well, there's like different sizes. You can get birdie. You can get
eagle.
You can get par. What is it?
Par. You can get the par salad.
Par chilled. Par cheesy. That's a game, right?
I don't know. That was good. That was fun.
That was fun. This is a good one.
That was a fun game.
That was a fun game. Guys, we went to San Francisco this weekend. And let me tell you, actually, we went to somewhere else. What was it called?
Petaluma.
Beautiful, gorgeous. If anyone's from there, hi.
Oh, right. Gorgeous, well, we did see some people
gorgeous,
from there.
Gorgeous. It was phenomenal. It was very we went on a
I gotta
river.
Yeah, you keep going. Well, I was just gonna say something about San Francisco first.
Go ahead.
So, well, first I'll say something about New York. It is 100 degrees.
Yeah, this
outside,
is why I'm talking like this.
And it's hot as hell in this room because there's not AC in the room. There is in the apartment, but it's really hot. 100 degrees. San Francisco was about 60. I think the average temp most of the time was like 60. It definitely dipped below 60. But there's this quote that a professor of mine used to say all the time, which is,
the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Exactly. And forever, this is just one of those things where you hear that, it sticks with you. And who's the quote attached to? Mark Twain. Mm. They say that Mark Twain said this quote. As of recently, I've realized that I'm saying things often to people where I'm like, yeah, this is true. And then I look it up after the fact. And then I go, that's not the correct fact. But it is something that is commonly
misremembered
I don't know a better word for that. But
misspread
information, misinformation. We're in a misinformation era. But I looked this up. Turns out Mark Twain never said this.
Who said it, Kyle?
I kind of forget, but it started a long time ago, and it was originally about Duluth, Minnesota.
And then it
Duluth
became...
is Minnesota or Duluth is Wisconsin?
Duluth, Minnesota, right?
Right?
Yeah.
I always get those mixed up. Yeah, okay. It was originally about Duluth. Somebody said that about there in a like different way, not that exact wording. And then Mark Twain really liked that quote. And when he was in Paris, he said, this guy's got this quote about Duluth, Minnesota. That's the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in Duluth, Minnesota or something like that. And he's like, and that's how I feel about Paris. And so he never even said it about San Francisco. And I don't remember when San Francisco came in the picture here in my research. I don't know if you've got anything pulled up about it now, but
I do.
What's the word?
What's the deal?
Just when did San Francisco join the mix on that?
Well, I'm looking at it. It seems like they don't say exactly who. Like, I don't know if they know who said it. Wait.
Which
several fine researchers have noted the existence of this letter linking Twain to the quip about cold weather, including Ralph. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he like said something about Paris. I don't know. But it seems like the yeah, you're right. It was Duluth. From like a Tribune in the 1900s. Like it doesn't.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't know.
So here, okay, I'm just going to explain. It was cold, all right? It yeah. was not,
but
listen. I cannot live in California. I'm sorry. Or at least San Francisco, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Oh my God. The ocean life is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Whales, sea lions, sea puppies, sea creatures.
Well, here's the other thing too.
Albatross is incredible. You're never dressed for the weather. It is, you're wearing, is it's cold. So you put on a coat. Like, cause you need a coat. You don't even need a sweater. You need a coat. Then all of a sudden, it's the hottest day you've ever experienced in your life. Within 10 seconds, the shade was like, truly like would go up, I don't even know, 10 degrees. Like it was crazy.
I want you to do this again.
Or down.
I want you to do this exact, tell this exact story again. But I want Connery to add royalty-free Seinfeld music underneath. And I want you to tell that story like you are Jerry Seinfeld on stage talking about it as a joke.
I mean...
Wait, hold on. Connery, cue the music.
Actually, no, you do this because your Seinfeld impression is way better. Go ahead. It's a new thing you've been doing.
I really don't. Connery, cue the music. And what's the deal with San Francisco?
That's
and what's
good.
The deal with San Francisco? I mean, I went there thinking... In the middle of the summer, you go to California, you're going to the beach, it's going to be warm. And next thing I know, I'm never dressed for the weather.
In the middle of the day, they see you in a winter coat.
In the middle of the day, it's 75 degrees. Come nighttime, 10 minutes later, it's 55 degrees. I don't have a jacket. Who never told me this?
Kyle, you have a gift, my friend. You have a gift, my friend. You could be Seinfeld in the biopic.
Let's do that.
You think so?
Do it.
That kind
of
looks like.
Could you pull up a picture of Seinfeld here?
Absolutely.
I think you can do this.
Really?
Yeah, you could yes. look like him.
I think you could, and because you're doing that thing where you're dating a 17-year-old when, actually, wait, he was 39 when he was dating a 17-year-old. Yeah. You're doing it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not as bad. Yeah.
You really like could do this.
Is. Yeah, I could do Seinfeld, man.
Whoa! Make it happen.
I think we should make
it happen.
That.
And who would I play?
Make...
You could play fucking what's his name? The girl.
Elaine?
Yeah.
I was thinking more of the other guy.
George?
George. I'm more of a George type, personally.
I think y'all should do that.
Let's hear your George impression.
I don't know. Well, well, what do you mean? That's it.
Let me hear your Kramer, at least. You can definitely do a Kramer.
No. I'm the worst at impressions. You're way better.
He's just like, oh, sorry. I told him, George.
I told him, George. No idea. He's just Rick and Morty.
Let's hear your Rick.
No.
Sanchez.
Nah. So we went, then we went on a river float, which I loved. I've never done a river float. Apparently you guys do these a lot. You have one in fucking...
Yeah, it's called the Bogachita.
Wow. How long is it?
I don't know. It takes a while.
You've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like clear water or is it brown?
It's brown. Brown. Yeah.
Is it kind of scary and gross?
No, it's fun.
What's the rope swing?
Are there alligators?
River.
I feel like not on the Bogachita, but maybe. There might be somewhere lurking.
No way.
But I haven't seen them when I was out there. Snakes.
What's the rope swing?
The rope swing is on the Bogafalia.
Oh, Bogafalia. Not the Bogachita. Yeah.
Bogachita, you take a little bus.
So Louisiana's really got all those sorts of names like that. Bogafalia. Bogachita.
Well, this is what I was scared of was I was on this float and then all of a sudden I'd get like put into like, you know, like you kind of go into the weeds a little bit. Sometimes you get off path and you're in the bushes. I was very scared of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see any. Did you?
No.
But there were for sure.
For sure.
Really?
That's snake land for show, for show.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
For show.
There were snakes when I went to the mermaid parade. there was this guy with huge snakes, and he was he would charge you $10 to take a photo.
The mermaid parade.
The mermaid parade in Coney
What's
Island.
What's the scariest snake you guys have seen in the wild? Like not in at a zoo or tame?
Well, I mean,
nothing crazy for me.
You know, do you know the story or no?
Yes, everyone knows the story.
Okay.
Of when you got bit.
I got bit on the lip by a snake. That's the damn scariest snake I've ever seen.
But I'm talking about like a big ass, big snake somewhere. Rattlesnake.
Not just like copperheads or whatever, like just random snakes back home.
Wait, whoa. What do you mean copperheads or whatever? Aren't copperheads like super dangerous?
And aren't they big?
Is that what I'm thinking? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong snake.
Like copperheads. I'm like,
I thought they have them in Louisiana.
I think a copperhead is a really dangerous one.
Yeah, they have them out home, back home, but dude, I don't know anything, man.
I don't either. But you gotta
look up copperhead now. Yeah, they are in
Louisiana.
And are they dangerous?
I don't know.
Show me a photo.
That's what they look like.
See, that's a bit. What do you mean? You're like, oh, just a copperhead.
I'm saying like that's
the biggest snake I've seen in the wild is like this big.
Oh
yeah,
I've seen some in California on like.
They are
Los Angeles trails that are huge.
Shut
I'm talking
the
like
fuck up.
And garden snakes. Garden snakes I've seen, you know.
Whoa. And
big.
It could eat you?
No. But it could bite you and hurt you for sure.
What are those snakes that aren't poisonous that I'm thinking of? Like it said copperheads look like another snake.
Corn snake?
Corn are big ones, but they're kind.
My friend had a pet corn snake.
Yeah, corn snake, I guess, yeah.
And you know what he named it?
What?
Corn flakes.
So kind of
that same color.
That's my new sound I do. It's like, so I loved it, but now knowing that makes me really freaked out. Oh, my God.
Would you rather...
Fuck a snake or... What?
No. Would you rather... would you rather walk into your apartment and there's a big spider or walk in and there's a big snake?
Spider, for sure. What kind of question is that?
You can't expect a snake to be in your home. Like, you can expect a spider. Even if it's... I mean, huge
you can
is a different
outrun,
story, though.
You can outrun a spider.
You can outrun a snake.
If you're in your house, like
you
you're
can't
not
outrun
that far.
A snake.
Okay.
A snake's like. Okay. No. But anyways, this is another thing. Are there any river floats around here? That's what I like to know. Anyways.
I've got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead. But I have other things to talk about. Because I feel like we haven't talked about anything and it's been 30 minutes.
No, but this is interesting stuff.
This is
Delaware River. We could go there.
How far? Ours
2 hour drive.
Perfect.
Or I don't even know if that's true. It's
for
short
a river
drive
float?
From Manhattan. Short drive, 2 hour experience.
For a river float.
Yeah.
There's one in the Catskills that I've
seen. Tubes, River Co.
That I've seen.
Let's go.
We can do one in the Catskills.
Perfect.
It's great. I've already looked it up.
Perfect.
Okay. So scenario.
Yeah.
All right. Someone is offering you $5 million in exchange. My throat just dried up. In exchange for $5 million, you are constantly followed by a toad. And this toad, if it reaches you and touches you, you die.
Even when I'm sleeping?
Even when you're sleeping. But the toad can only travel as fast as a toad.
So then how do I ever sleep?
Can travel. What do you mean? You just...
You RV, sleep in a different state every night.
You would just have to... You would just have to be like pretty mobile.
So it can. Oh, so it's I can outrun it for years.
It's always and making.
Take, so if I move across the country,
yes,
and I fall asleep, and I could probably last a few years.
It's now making its way toward you 24/7.
Yes,
it's constantly.
So
hopping.
I think I just.
It doesn't have to stop and eat. It
for how much money?
$5 million.
Easy. So this is what I would do. I'd move to the fucking farthest. California, edge of the coast.
Okay.
Wait for it to kind of get all the way there. Then the second it kind of reaches me, I've already planned it out. I'm moving back to the other, to Maine.
By coastal.
And then I just, for how many years would that, like what, 10? No.
What do you mean? Before
the toad reaches me?
Well, I'm thinking if you mathematically...
So you'd have to time it out, though, the first time
around. Figure out its pace.
Yeah. I have to mathematically figure it out. So absolutely, I would do that.
Or just by coastal.
Yeah. Easy money.
You do that.
Yes! $5 million. It's not that much in this world.
What if the toad happens upon...
plane.
A car. What if it happens upon a plane?
That's okay. I can still outrun it. The thing is, I already bought with my $5 million an apartment there and an apartment there. Maine and an apartment in California.
Okay.
Is it worth the stress?
I'm curious why you wouldn't go.
$5 million? Absolutely.
I'm curious why you wouldn't go further. Why you wouldn't go like London, California.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why I thought. Okay, then I'll leave America.
It can move its way across seas as well.
How?
It's just a magic frog.
See, but then it's not. See, you didn't tell me it was magic. Because
it also, well, first it'll off, kill you if it touches toad. You. Of course, it's magic.
Toad. But then you said it walks like a regular frog or toad.
Yeah. But it can still.
So how does it get across the ocean? Does it do that? Swim. Does it float on water?
Or swim.
Yeah, or it swims.
So it's toad.
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 Do toads swim?
But toads need to have a break.
Yes, toads swim.
But toads need to have a break.
Interestingly, toads don't swim.
But frogs do.
They are really good swimmers. I'm just like...
Because this is my... Yeah, you know,
they can,
I think,
but they're not good swimmers.
Go ahead. I think the original scenario, this is like a popular one. I think it's originally with a snail or a slug is the original.
Sorry. It is.
I don't know if I could or would.
I don't know. Like in real life, I feel like if you're thinking about it all the time, like this thing could kill me, maybe it would be a bit of a bummer.
It would kind
of
bum you out.
You might get used to it. And yeah, you're living bi-coastal. But then if you have a family, you're taking your family around all the time. You have to move on the schedule and your kids are growing up.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough way to live. Yeah. But your kids don't, you know, your kids don't. They're not affected by this toad's touch.
Right.
It touches you.
Yeah.
Is the issue. The kids are safe.
Yeah.
The kids will be all right, as they say.
Yeah.
The kids will be all right. You would go with it or you would take the money?
I don't know. Maybe you set up both of your places that you live. You have a day long. You calculate it out to where your driveway or any way to get to the home is within a day's toad walk radius. And then you have something that is a motion sensor specifically for this toad.
This toad, that's good.
Just this toad.
You get some technology.
You like, yeah, you do something like that. And so you know within a day or maybe 2 days, you got property. So you know, okay, I got to pack up and go. Because I need like an alert if he gets there a little soon. You know? Can you imagine if it actually was in the room? You'd be fucking so scared.
You'd be freaked because it would just be like...
If it surprised you.
Hopping towards you, can't kill it. If you kill it, everybody dies.
Yeah.
How much would a toad pay for on a flight?
Nothing. They could just sneak right on into someone's luggage. Okay, we have some Q&A that we haven't done in a long time.
Wait, I want to talk about Love Island.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
We're watching Love Island, and I'm obsessed with it, and... Okay, so right now we're at the episode where...
Episode 20.
20, and...
Or, yeah, I think 20.
There's going to be a twist. So they... Who did they get rid of yesterday?
Nick and Alondria.
And it... I mean, our heavy hitters here.
Big
players. So...
OG.
So
OG Islanders.
I was like... I literally was screaming at the TV last night, 1 a.m. You guys were there, and I was going, I hate this show. I was like, this makes... No sense, because it makes no sense. But anyways, the twist. What everybody, what do you guys think the twist is? Also, who's your favorite couple? Also, what do you guys... I think Taylor's going to cheat, which really sucks because she is so committed, you guys.
Well, riddle me this, yeah, Veronica.
What?
Because you are you're on Love Island TikTok.
Yeah.
Have you seen any theories about what them getting into that car means?
No, I haven't seen a single theory. Because I'm not... It also happened last night. I haven't been on my phone that much today.
Okay, but so I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no. I haven't... Okay, my theory, this is one theory, I don't think it's the theory, is that they're going to be brought into a room where they are now having full access, full cameras to what's happening in the other villa.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
Just Nick and Alondra?
Maybe. Okay. What do you think? I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Well, here's the thing. They're leaving the island, they said, at least. That was the lingo, the specific
lingo.
No,
it didn't say the island. It just said pack.
The villa. They said villa.
Villa. They didn't say the island.
I think they said villa.
Leave the villa. They said villa. Okay, so they're leaving the villa, going somewhere else. I don't know. Also, just the way that she was like, Nick, hurry up. Get in.
Well, they made her do that.
Yeah, I know.
They
course.
Made her do that. So they definitely told her and were like, oh, this is what's going to happen.
Or they didn't. Or they were like, so you're going to go
no,
somewhere
after,
else.
No, after. Like, she was ready to like, also
yeah, she
like,
cried.
She was definitely crying. She's like, I just want to be loved. And that was crushing me. And I'm so happy she got so vulnerable and felt the depths of leaving that what is Love Island. And now I think she's really going to go for it with Taylor. I think her heart's going to be fully open mm-hmm. with her cowboy.
I have.
But is he going to be a... Are we going to have a problem, Taylor? Because what the hell... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think maybe... This is my prediction. It's kind of a boring one. They recouple everybody and they do their thing. This would make no sense. And then they drop both of them back in as bombshells in a later episode. If they don't reveal it in the next episode, I'll be upset. They must reveal it. Or...
Wait, say it again.
The two of them, they're yeah. like, oh, we've got like two new bombshells coming in and it's just the two of them.
That makes no sense.
Like they think like these two people have been kicked off the island.
But then they just bring them back?
And they
no,
just
there
bring
needs
them back.
To be, they're going somewhere else. They're going to another, they're going to a third villa.
Maybe they go somewhere.
Maybe with
Here
even
we go.
More people.
Exactly. They go somewhere with more people and they kind of just get to like pick from like a group of people.
At this point, Love Island's probably making so much money. Think about that. They are making bank, a TV show that runs five times a week with yeah. like, how many people are watching this show?
With so many Ebglis ads.
Yeah. I'm searching for a real love.
Are these ads?
On everyone else's, on Peacock? They must be getting the same ads. It's all about
eczema
and
psoriasis.
Yeah. And then yesterday, Matt pointed out where it was like, they're on a mountain of what they were scratching their backs with. And it was like sunglasses, a whisk, a ruler. I was like, who the... Like
these are things that they were using
these
to
are people just
scratch their backs.
There's
back.
People out there scratching their backs with their sunglasses.
I mean, having an itchy back is one of the worst things.
I think I can reach any part of my back with my hand.
I'll do anything to scratch my back. I'll use this bottle.
Anything?
Look at this. This kind of looks like if I were like
so how many people-
driving on a road trip and I had to use the restroom, but I hadn't been drinking much water.
Why are you saying that? Why'd you just say that on this podcast? Why did you just say that?
I have no idea what's going to happen with Love Island. Truly, I can't even think of a prediction. Except for that one, that maybe they go somewhere and they get to just like choose from five other people.
Yep.
Should we do this Q&A?
Well, no, how many people are tuning in?
Oh.
Zach was so concerned. It's taking him 20 minutes to find this.
Yo, because I just am not doing a good job of this, but like the Mark Twain shit, I find myself like I'm scanning these articles and I'm like, I can't gather. Well, I think because I'm trying to get it quickly, but also this on TikTok, like it's like they're giving me TikTok numbers. They're saying on TikTok, season 7 boasts 623 million video views up to date, or to date, up 232% versus season 6. It's like they're giving me fucking
too many numbers.
Yeah, and it's like they're not just saying it. They said season 6 didn't crack a billion minutes viewed.
Aren't we on season 7 right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Season 6 was the biggest season yet.
Yeah, but this one might be bigger now.
Yeah.
There's a 39% of the viewers on this season are new. So they weren't watching last season. And then they're saying 30% of usage on occurring on mobile devices.
Wait, what percentage is new viewers?
30.
Which, you know, mathematically, that's about a third. If you take this room right here, Zach's a new viewer.
I'm a new viewer.
That makes sense. That adds up.
That does add up. Zach, are you obsessed?
I'm obsessed, dude.
We love Austin.
We love Austin. He's awesome.
I got to get him. We got to get him on the pod someday.
Wait, there is this one. I'm going to show you this one. Zach, you need to come over here. This TikTok I liked this morning about a certain group. And it's kind of true. You ready, guys?
You're going to play a TikTok?
Yep.
Screen record.
Okay, come over here. You're not.
It's okay.
Okay, here we go.
Where are the plastics?
They're teen royalty.
That one there, that's Karen Smith. She is one of the dumbest girls you will ever meet. That little one, that's Gretchen Wieners. Gretchen Wieners knows everybody's business. She knows everything about everyone.
That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
Hey, hey, what's happening?
An evil takes a human form in Regina George.
Don't be fooled, because she may seem like your typical selfish, backstabbing, slut-faced hoe bag, but in reality, she is so much more than that.
Okay, I can see that.
Right?
I can see that. That makes me want to watch Mean Girls.
And then Jeremiah
is catty.
Yes!
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Wait, I don't get it.
I don't know if Jeremiah is catty.
Jeremiah, like, because then they booted him off.
They don't
like
him.
You know what I mean? They were like, and they were like nice to his face. He was in the crew, kind of not. And then they all got together and—
But Jeremiah's not innocent enough to be—
But neither was catty.
She was innocent at first.
No,
yes, she was at first.
No, and then she became worse than the villain herself.
Yeah, but at first
Regina
she was.
Regina George.
At first she was.
But that's not, so was Jeremiah. He was in a totally fine relationship and then it got toxic. He was in a toxic relationship. You have to be a good friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Anyway, tune in, you guys. By the time you guys are listening to this, a lot will have gone down on that show. And that's all I'm going to say. Let's do some Q&A. We only have one question. Mm-hmm.
Time is precious and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yep.
Okay, so Connery, go ahead and cue that Q&A.
I'm just saying. Cue it.
Okay. This might be a Veronica question.
Okay, hit me.
This is from Asim the Dream.
Hit me.
Hello, Asim. Thoughts on any Canadian artists that you reckon could blow up on the international music scene? I'm personally a big fan of Jesse Gold and Stacey Ryan. Keen to know if you have anyone to put us onto. Any Canadian artists?
Do you
artists?
Guys have any?
I can't think of any Canadians.
I know.
That are like up and coming right now.
Lukeman.
Oh, yeah.
Lukeman. Definitely.
You think he'll blow up on the international music scene?
He could go to Skrillex level.
Okay.
He's already in England doing shows.
That's international.
That's international. And America.
When's he going to Brazil?
Guys, Lukeman's amazing. He's a producer, musician, and he...
Entrepreneur,
and he's from Toronto, and he's really, really, really cool. I've met him, and I'm a big fan of his, and we geeked, and he's really tall, and I really, really like his music. Check it out.
I do love his music as well.
I think he's going to make it.
It's
so hot. I'm actually like this right now. He is definitely going to produce for some like big pop artists.
Who? Who's your prediction? Who do you think he produces for?
Pink Panthers.
Okay.
I don't know if it's already happened, but I think that's going to happen. Maybe like Tate McRae.
I could see that. That would be cool.
Right?
Did he not produce for Pink Panthers?
That'd be cool if he did.
He worked on it a little bit.
A little bit.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets.
You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Tate. All right.
Okay.
Oh,
just we some people to thank.
Yeah, we do.
And cue the music, Mr. Connery.
Oh, we also did it. Episode 85. Guys, if you haven't already, comment down below, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and go ahead and buy the merch in the bio. Patreon link in the bio. Ad-free listening. Bonus episodes right after this. We've got merchandise. I already said that.
www.dynamitepod.com. And we're going to get AC for the next episode, so we will AC be a melting.
In here. And what else? What else did I have to say? Share it on your Instagram stories, Spotify. Do it all that on Instagram. And go.
And we have some merchandise, and we love you.
And Connery, okay. Cue the music.
You think you're sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're naughty. I think you're not.
Mm.
I think you're goofy. I think you're funny. I think you're sexy. You're such a little bunny.
Mm.
Gimme, 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 gimme that money. Gimme, 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 gimme that money.
Mm.
Money.
Money. Money. Money. Give me that money. 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 Give me that money. Mula. Dinero. Money. Money. I like your song. I'm wondering, how is it you come up with such a song?
What?
I like your song. I'm wondering, how is it you come up with such a song?
I wrote it myself back in my country.
You mean to say this is a song you wrote in your country?
Yes, I did. And I wrote it with my best friends and 10 of people I know.
So you're not the only songwriter on this?
No, I'm not. For something of this complexity, you need to have other writers with you.
So then, silly princess, tell me, who is it you wrote this with?
I wrote it with Sarah Dostrom, Finn Bruce, Adrian DeBicki, Carlotta Osterberg, Hayden Kuhn, Katie Chase, Batik, Mansamita, Diana Kreisman, Hansel Haley, Sophie Gronkowski, Hyman Riley, Ali, Andre Sanchez, Mia Babadzia, Coco, Willie One Up One, Emily McKenzie, Maggie Moran, Stinky L, DJ Sick Girl, You're the Best, Haley Nelson, Meg Rory, Troy and Ashley Kosla, Jamie McPentagon, Betsy, Tella Lanya, Bank Ruby, Veronica Rum, Kyle, our best friends in real life, Luke Sin, Megan Gooby, Ava Eisenberg, Bright Eye Brunette Bonshell, Peggy Flynn, Andrea, and Katie's friend, Taylor Rydberg, Michael McKitty, Lauren McGillibor, I Seen a Dream, Sydney Jersa, Bobby Goods, Mandy Katz, Cat Girl Called Dog World, Ken Queen, Fantasy Camp, Mandy and Livy, Sharon, Charlie McGrath, Annie Helmer, Haley, yo, Daphne, Mikhail, Maddie Mad Dog, Hannah Garlington, Kathleen Blackwell, Charlie Klonkotsky Jr., Haley, Hello, DC, Larry.
It is a song. I do love it. Listen to it.
Sing it back to me.
Well, I think I'm forgetting how it goes. But it's a song I would like to sing again.
Try to sing it.
Mula. Money. Give me that money. Money. You think you're sexy. I think you're not. You think you're funny. Is that a bunny? So give me that money.
You sign your record deal right here.
Thank you. I was signing you for $1 million.
Wait. I sign you. Thank or are you, you signing me?
I'm signing you for $1 million deal, and now you are working for me, and you write a song for me.
All right. To be continued.
And scene.
Thank you, everybody. We love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
And we'll see you in the bonus episode.
In the bonus episode on Patreon right now. I'm getting hot crazy.